Hey guys, VL here. The following episode of Halicast was recorded live on Saturday, March 29th, 2008. Everything was kept intact from the live show, except for some silence when we were having technical issues, so don't expect any miracles. Enjoy the show anyway. Welcome to Halicast, the official podcast of Halastar Forums. I'm your host, VL, and along with my co-host, Frelf, we work to bring you the latest in Pendragon each week. Join us for news, theories, discussion, and more.
Recorded live.
And after that high quality professional intro, welcome to Halicast number 6. This is crazy. We're here recording live, guys, live. First time ever.
I should probably turn your iPod off. It's gonna die.
Who cares? It's an iPod. It's less exciting than Halicast. I mean, we're on Halicast, guys. This is important stuff. HCEP06 plan.
Oh my god, you wrote up a big one.
I write up big ones for everything.
Oh my science, it is big.
OMS at work says defying expectations on the chat. DE, if you have Skype, you probably still have your free call. We need you on here, please. We need you and Ruler on here.
Too bad
Olo Hoso is away. We want him on here, too. We want all the mods on here for a final moderator discussion. we need you on here because we need help. You and Ruler. And we'll let MMM122 on probably later. You guys that are listening in the chat room, Hakuo and Pendragon, you guys are going to hopefully get on here later, too. Everybody that's talking in the chat, if you're not talking in the chat and you're listening to this at home on your iPod, then, well, you'd be at home if you're on the chat anyway. Guest 4 has left. What?
That was really lucky.
Oh, it was. Oh, well. Really can come back later. Anyway.
I don't think I want to let him. He's going to leave like that.
I know. It's awful. The abuse we take. Pendragon93 says, I would call, but I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, don't know what to talk about. Oh, okay. Well, we will. We're going to have a segment later on where you guys can call in if you have a theory or stuff. Guest 5.
Guest Ruler again.
No, it's Guest 5. BL, you never gave me a Skype. Oh, our Skype name. You don't need a Skype name. What you guys do is you dial 1.
Well, no, just read the bottom.
Read the bottom. If you guys are listening to this live, then you dial this number. Hey guys, we're back. Can you guys hear us? Hello? Okay. Awesome. We're back. Sorry about that little thing, guys. We Skype call into my call. And
I work too cheap to buy credit for it.
And it's not worth too cheap, but you just can't. So we're back. If you guys want to call in, like I said, you can dial the number 1-724-444-7444. That's, I'll put it in the...
It's right down at the bottom. You don't need to stop. Keep typing it.
Dial that number and then follow the instructions. You just type in the call ID and follow the instructions. Anyway, we better get right to this because Skype's probably going to call end us again.
No, I think we accidentally ended it.
Probably, but just in case. The Defying Expectations asks, it's not supposed to be free, but we made it free.
You get a free call.
You get a free call if you join Skype.
So we just keep making new accounts.
Yeah, we're going to make a couple of those. Anyway, let's start off with the news wrap. What's up in, there's been no Pendragon news this week, but what's up in Halastar news?
Halastar's new essay section.
The new essay section! Ooh. Exciting. We now have a new essay section on Halastar, and you can come and post your Pendragon essays. And that can be about a theory or about a character that you like, or about something cool like that. Just, you know, I mean, there's lots of cool stuff that you can put in an essay. We might have essay contests sometime in the future, but we're going to try to get to this because the news wrap really isn't the most important part of the show, and Skype's probably going to call on us soon. Anyway, also, and Ruler is going to be jumping for joy when he hears this. HowlWiki's featured article, The Voting is Now Open for the Month of April. The candidates are...
Denderon, Mr. Pop, and Gloyd.
Denderon, Mr. Pop, and Gloyd. That's right. Denderon, Mr. Pop, and Gloyd. Now, that's it for the news wrap. I really don't want to talk about the news wrap right now because it's not important at all, and we have to get on with the show. So next up is our fanfic corner. And this week...
Gloyd is the best.
Gloyd is the best. Says MMM122 on the talk sheet chat. Anyway, we're going up into the fanfic corner, and defying expectations on the talk sheet chat, we have to give a little nod to her. She let us use another one of her fanfics. And you know, DE, this is just Asuka Soda asking you, if you can, you should call in so you can read your fanfic.
She has to make a new Skype account.
Just make a new Skype account and call the number. And because we... Come on. She put a little smiley face. I hope that's good. Come on. Okay, she'll go do that. Awesome. And then just dial the number at the bottom and follow the instructions. And we'll sit here. Deluxe on the chat, you're saying, no mic here. Well, that's okay. We'll you can still comment through text and stuff through the chat. So, yeah. We're talking. Hello? Can anybody hear us? Can you guys hear us? Oh. Somebody on the chat was saying how they can't hear us, so. Defying expectations says she thinks I should read it. Okay, I'll read it, DE. I'll read it, but you have to come on and comment about it. So will you? Anything in your hand? Okay, I'll read it and you can come on and comment about it then. I like how I'm talking and she's doing text. But anyway, I'll,
Bark.
I'll go get the fanfic. It's on fanfiction.net. You can check out Defying Expectations is Awesome Fanfiction at www.fanfiction.net/squigglyline Defying Expectations. So?
We found out what that was, didn't we?
We did, but I can't pronounce it anyway, so. It's like Kilde, and I'm not going to try.
It's like title.
Title, tilde, tildu, zebra. Okay, so this is Defying Expectations fanfiction. Within the Songs of Life, it is awesome. All right, we're not going to read the whole thing. It's really long. But we're going to read a bit. Stop. Okay. Sorry, guys. We're having frog issues. Okay, ready?
Ninja.
Ready? She sits there, just sits. She's supposed to be studying, but she knows all the information in these books already. So what would be the point? So instead she sits, her hands folded rather primly in her lap, her heart-shaped face turned towards the window, her young, intelligent gaze intently out at the sights beneath her, riveted to the surroundings. There isn't much for her to look at, but that does not stop her from looking. For Neva always looks at everything, examines the most mundane things from every angle she possibly can. She's always been made to study, to learn. She loves knowledge, loves absorbing as much as she can with her brain, but occasionally grows tired of being viewed as nothing more than a small, intelligent thing that should have been stuffed with the word, that should be stuffed with the words of these books. Does she not have more potential in life than this? Can she not do more for Quillen, for others, for herself? Why do her parents not understand that school isn't the only thing that's important to her? Why do they slave away endlessly at their jobs just for her education? If they would ever spare a moment to speak with her, even a second, perhaps they would see that she's more than a genius, that she's a human girl who wants to know more than these books, that she's a caged spirit who wants to know the world. She closes her eyes and parts her lips as a gentle, quiet note of music escapes her lips. She lets out another soft pitch, and then another, slowly stringing together a low-sounding melody that builds in volume as she goes on. At first they are just disjointed notes, some that she releases quickly, others that she holds onto longer and allows to carry through the air. Her singing voice is not the most beautiful and lush voice ever to Grace Quillen, but there is a certain purity, a certain quality to her voice that makes it pleasant and relaxing to hear. Not that anyone ever hears it. Neva sings only for herself. And I don't want to read anymore because it's an awesome fanfiction, but, you know, it's, I don't want to read the whole thing because it's going to take a long time. So DE, do you have a new account yet? Can you call us in or?
I think she's non-member.
She has to restart her computer. No, that's non-member. That means I don't know. I'm not going to dial them in. Okay, that'll be a few minutes. Well, we'll have to,
Wow, doesn't technology just love us?
Technology is our best friend. Does anybody else out there have Skype and want to comment on DE's little thing?
We just want more people on.
We just want more people on because this isn't a live show if it's just us talking. MMM122, do you have a mic? Hakuo, Deluxe, Pendragon93, any of you guys have a mic? If anybody's still listening to this on their iPod, like, wow. Is Ruler there? Ruler has a mic. Ruler has a phone. You can use your phone, you know. It'll cost you money, but you can use your phone. We might have to call in on my cell phone in a couple minutes if this call. If this
well, mine. If my minutes expire tomorrow and I can't get them in time.
Yeah, they might charge you like $20 for a single minute.
It says 20 cents.
Yeah, I guess. Well, guys, sorry about that. We'll,
This is awful.
No, definitely not. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep piling on. People have been waiting all week for this, so we're going to keep going on.
Oh, look, he's on the chat box.
Cameron.
Cameron.
Look.
All of this more people.
Okay, this is just me typing.
You type very, very loud.
I do type very loud, if you guys remember. Episode 1.
I wonder who a non-member is. Maybe, I don't know.
Anyway, we're sorry about the sucking, guys. We're trying to make it good, but... Yeah, DE left. She'll be back soon, I hope. I hope. Oh, yeah, it sucks, Deluxe. I'm sorry. If anybody out there is still listening to this on their iPod, like, congratulations. It will get better later.
I can't do it right yet.
Yeah, but the...
I know. I'm just being picky.
It'll get better later, I hope. Wow. We'll jump into the Circle of Klee in a bit.
Well, when we get other people.
When we get other people here. We need a guest host for the Circle of Klee, so...
It's the biggest disaster from Pirate Master.
Pirate Master. Let's not do reality TV, okay? Don't get me started on my reality TV. Great podcast does reality TV, though. RFF Radio, they're on Talkshoe, too. Check them out at www.rffradio.com.
Yay for...
Friend of time. Yep. We're just waiting for DE to come back.
Killing time for the win. This is $1 million question.
This is $1 million... What's $1 million question? We want to... What is Bobby's eye color? Oh.
Blue.
Brown. Purple.
Yeah.
Pink.
Stalling.
Wasp yellow. Brown.
I got it right. You got it wrong.
I knew it was brown.
Oh. Boom.
Hey, guys, we're back. Can you guys hear us? Sorry about that. Skype died again. Can you guys hear us? Awesome. Skype died.
I think I might just use my cell phone after this.
Yeah, if this doesn't work, we're just going to use Kraft's cell phone or my cell phone or something. Because this is just dying. It's awful.
I think it only gives us like 5 minutes of credit, though. That must be the problem.
Yeah. Anyway, DE's back. DE. Do you guys... Yeah, we're going to cut it on the iTunes cut, just so you know, Deluxe. If DE wants to sign in and tell us about her fanfic and stuff, then she can sign in. Feel free.
I don't know how good the mic would be on my... So,
it'd be better than
nothing.
Better than nothing.
Better not complain.
So, DE, she's working on it. Okay. As soon as you sign in, we'll unmute you so you can know. Anyway. We're going to cut all this blank space and crap on the iTunes edit just so you guys know. So. Chirp, chirp. Cricket, cricket.
Well, let's move on to something riveting.
Let's move on to something more riveting. Well, Circle of Klee we can't do either because DE's our guest host for the week. Anyway, if anybody has some thoughts on the Circle of Klee, then they can dial in. Because we're talking about St. Dane this week. So,
cricket.
Circle of Klee. We'll jump into the Circle of Klee then. It's St. Dane this week, I think. Yeah. St. Dane on the Circle of Klee. Circle of Klee. How did I do it?
Just in case it cuts out, do you want to do it like another time and like,
no.
Splice it in?
No, I'll just do it happens.
Yeah, I'm just worried that it's going to cut out again.
Well, then that's the point of a live show, is problems happen.
Want to do clone games?
Actually, yeah, let's do the clone games. Because no circle of clue, guys. We're doing clone games instead. So, we'll have a guest host on to announce the question. You know what? Screw that. We're not having a guest host on to announce the question because this is ridiculous. Anyway.
Wait. Okay, wait. Why am I pointless?
No, he's quoting you from the past episode. We're being quoted now. We feel special.
I don't remember.
Anyway, guys.
Did I say it tonight?
No, it was a while ago. I can't remember what episode it was. Do you think I remember these things?
I don't remember it.
Anyway.
I don't remember
the thing. Can we jump into the Quilling Games?
Yes.
Okay. We're back with the Quilling Games. Don't answer this question in the chat, please, because we're still going to put up a thread. Remember, if you want to get in on the Quilling Games, you can go over to House there. And there'll be a nice little board under the there'll be a nice little board under the Talcast board called Quilling Games. And you can go in and there'll be a little thread called Quilling Games number 6. And yeah, you can post your answer to this week's question there. And remember, there's only one guest per week and you cannot win 2 weeks in a row. Oh, Ruler's here. Hey, Ruler, we're unmuting you because we want someone here. No, don't do that. Here. Unmute all.
There. Sorry.
Hello? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can finally get in.
Awesome.
You're hearing me, right?
Yay. Okay, well, we're here on the Quilling Games for this week.
Okay.
And so we're going to get you to ask the question. And how are we going to do that?
We're not. Is there a private chat?
No, there's no private chat, but... Anyway, we'll sorry about that. Anyway, if you wanna read this information that I'm posting in the chat out, I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, can you still hear us?
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll just do our clone game thing, and then you can announce the question. Anyway, last week's winner on the clone games was Muggle68 from Halifax. And last week's question was, who illustrated the Pendragon Companion book to the Pendragon Companion book, The Guide to the Territories of Hala? And of course, the answer to that would be. I just want to find his exact wording because I don't want to get it wrong. Well, I'm not going to get it wrong. I want to find out exactly how Muggle68 worded it. Let's see. Muggle68's answer was, Victor Lee illustrated the cover, and Peter Ferguson illustrated the rest. And that was perfectly correct. And, I mean, that's exactly. We wanted somebody to...
Chatbox private chat.
Exact stuff. Right. There's no chatbox private chat.
Watch. Yeah, I'll do it. Please have a video.
Have a private chat. Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, and Ruler, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Awesome. All right. We're going to go to the Halastar chat box, and are you still there? Or?
No,
I'm can you check into the Halastar?
I'm going. My computer hates TalkShoe. I hate Bill Gates.
Yeah. You just said that on air radio, just so you know.
I'm well aware of that. I at this moment, I honestly do not care.
Anyway, we're going to... So you can't get onto the Halastar chat... Under the house or chat box, but we're just going to, I don't know how, you're not going to be able to ask the question, obviously. We're just going to ask the question here.
Okay.
You know what? Let's do something different. If you can answer this question, then you will get a shout out at the end of our show, all right?
Okay.
You can show me spontaneously to answer the Quilling Games for the week.
Got
and
it.
You cannot use HaloWiki for this because that's cheating.
Understood.
Except, all right. This week's question is, name 5 Quarren habitats and the economic role of those habitats on the territory.
Okay. There's Panger City, which is a financial district. There's Growlion, which is an agricultural area. There's Katimbalag, which is, okay, I can't remember if the, I'm thinking, I think it's for like recreation.
I think that is right. I'll go check it.
District of Ran, it's kind of like the city hall or whatever you call it, and Oh, what is that last one? Oh, yeah, Magarin Manufacturing.
Right. All right, let's get this up here. I'm sorry. I'm checking HowlWiki. I'm cheating. Yeah, you got all those right.
What?
Congratulations. You are the HowlCast Quilling Games Champion of the Week.
Woohoo! Twice.
Yeah. Star throws confetti in. If you want to, you can stay on with us because we need to get those. So we're going to jump into the Circle of Queen now. And it's St. Dane this week. So what are your thoughts on St. Dane?
St. Dane? Well, I have a rather complex theory on St. Dane, so bear with me. Basically, I think that his goal is the convergence, of course, and that seems pretty obvious at first, but I don't think the convergence applies entirely to the territories, because every territory has to have one traveler. Therefore, if there was only one territory, there would only be one traveler. Mm-hmm. I think St. Dane is sort of trying to become the king of all territories by becoming the lead traveler.
Yeah, that seems like a common theory. See, my thoughts on St. Dane, and I don't know what you think about this, Charles, I had posted a theory a while ago, because I had thought that maybe there were these 10 people that founded Hala, and St. Dane could have been one of them. I mean, but he might have been the 11th, and then
that makes sense, because 10...
Well, I posted this somewhere. I can't remember where it was. It was on the old house there, and then it died, but it's a good theory, and because that's why he could turn into a raven, they could turn into a raven, I don't know, it was long, confusing theory, and I lost it now, because I might have posted it, just said, I'll go to the Pendragon Adventure. Bear with us for a sec, we're looking for a theory.
You have to go through like a lot.
No, I'll just go to my own post. Yeah, sing for us, please. We need some filler, so you should sing for us. I advertised for this live show on the Pendragon Adventure, but nobody responded because they're idiots over there. Yeah, look, there are responses. That's nice.
Aww.
Sad pandas. Why not host by Beagle Bridge? Down here.
You should check Skype for a second to see how much longer we have. Or you just keep using my cell phone?
No, I don't know if we have it.
Still there? Are you still there? Oh, don't tell me I've lost it again. Okay, can you guys still hear me? Yeah. Apparently you can still hear me. Okay. Guest 7, who exactly are you?
We're on Frau's cell phone now, because... Can you guys still hear us?
Yeah, we can still hear you, sort of.
All right, we're on Frau's cell phone.
I actually had them to myself.
Skype ended our call again, so we're just going to use the cell phone from now on, and if Ralph runs out of minutes, we're going to use mine.
And if you run out of minutes, then it's up to me.
You can do a little like song.
Yes.
I think I have enough for like another hour's worth of calls, so it should
last. That's a good idea.
Oh, good.
Expire tomorrow, so I have to waste them somehow.
Yeah, I guess.
So now what?
I can't tell my theory, so I'm not going to be able to do that. But can you still hear us?
Yep.
Okay, that's good. We're here. Yeah. 7 on the chat says it's kind of crappy, though. Yeah, it's crap. It's absolute crap. But you know what? We're still doing it because it's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the kind of thing we check. Anyway, here's a thread on St. Dane's evilness. But I'll just pull that one out because I've got some theories. We have no theories of our own right now because somehow when we get to recording Halcast, all our minds just draw blanks.
I can elaborate my theory on my theory if you guys can't come up with any at the moment.
You go right ahead. We're searching, so you say what you want. We're
okay. is this contagious or something?
Yes.
Mind going blank.
It does that when you're on the air. It just does that.
Yeah.
When we're recording it, we can edit it out so it looks like we're actually know what we're doing, but we're not. But we don't actually. But see, when we're on the air like this, we have
makes
no
sense.
Idea. You guys know that now. So.
Yeah, if the voices ever sound rushed,
excuse me a moment.
Yeah. Anyway, say something funny. And MMM, what you do, I don't know how to say something funny. So.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, that's the. I've locked my parents upstairs so they can't interrupt me. So.
Yeah, lucky you. I don't have my computer in the basement. I have one up in my room, but it's like 10 years old.
I actually have a big sign on my door that says podcasting do not disturb, and it's like really, really big, so nobody's going to come in on it. But anyway, so if you can't remember your theory, I'll just read some posts from Halastar. Bella One on Halastar says
Swan.
Bella Swan, yeah, I think that's who she is from Halawiki.
Yeah, but it's
Bella One. I don't think Bobby has won any territories. If anybody has seen how Saint Dane always knows what's going to happen, I think a lot of people have been fooled constantly by it. A lot of books we read nowadays, evil always dies and good prevails, but in Pendragon, I think the lines of good and evil are very blurry. St. Dane seems to constantly be in control of every situation, and I don't think any territory was any exception to this. Basically, I think he's in control of all the territories Bobby thinks he's won and the ones he's lost. He knows what he's doing, and I think Bobby should be scared.
I
and
suppose that's supported by some of the quotes that I've recorded from the series that I plan to upload on Holoquote, however you pronounce it, quote, later on. I mean, Bobby once said, there's good, there's evil, and there's a sea of confusion. Are you two still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, good. I thought with the dead silence that you'd gone off or something. So I'd have to agree with that. The boundaries of good and evil do seem rather thin.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of gray areas in the middle because...
Oh, no, don't log me off. Don't log me off. Oh, crap. I'm still here.
We can still hear you, don't worry. And everyone else can still hear you, so... But that does seem, because there's a lot of gray areas in the middle. It's what is good and what is evil, really, because Saint Dane thinks what he's doing is the right thing. He thinks it's the good thing, but Bobby also thinks what he's doing is the good thing. So which of them? I don't really think there is good and evil in the Pendragon series. I think it's just two different points of view that are very conflicting.
Mm-hmm. Although... That's not entirely supported by one comment that DJ made in one of his interviews. He stated, I think the best villains are those who don't know or those who don't believe they're villains, and Saint Dane qualifies. So wouldn't that sort of label it? So I guess while Saint Dane is the protagonist, DJ seems to think that he is the villain, but he doesn't appear quite as much as the villain in the book series. It's a bit of a conflicting viewpoints between the author and the books, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's definitely, there are so many different, there are many different ways that we can shut this off.
Mm-hmm.
What is going to happen to Halleck can be interpreted in so many different ways, and if Bobby wants it to happen one way, and Bobby and Press want it to happen one way, but I mean, I've seen some theories that Press has it, had it wrong, that Press was trying to overthrow Hal, and that Saint Dane has it the right way, which would also explain why Neva was so quick to jump over to him, because she must know something that we don't. She must know something about his plan that we don't. That's just the way I've always interpreted it.
Uh-huh.
Do you have anything to say on that, Press?
Not really.
This is starting to remind me of that discussion of Forge. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was a long one. Yeah, we're really unprofessional tonight, so
I don't know, I'm not feeling great.
like for how. Well, it's like 10:30 here. It's 9:30 in EST. It's 10:30 here. So we're.
Why didn't we plan this earlier?
Yeah, next live show we're planning it at like 6 o'clock in the evening. Anyway, I think we should jump into the travelers' journals, which this week is. Do we have anybody out there other than Ruler? Ruler, you can stay on the line. We're just gonna keep you on. Does anybody out there who there's anybody out there who has a theory, not necessarily about St. Thane, but with anything that you guys want, you guys can call in using the number on the bottom of the Talk Show page and give us your theory. Anybody? Any takers?
Just playing a little motivational music.
Guest 7, I don't have a theory, but can I call in anyway? You go right ahead. You call in. Do you have a do you have a way of identifying yourself as being on house there? Because we don't want just random people in the chat. Oh, it's Angie. Awesome. All right, come on in. Guest 7. Dial yourself in. Use the number at the bottom.
That reality book summary you promised is 8 months. Sorry, I mean 8 weeks overdue. I got an explanation. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
I need an umbrella.
Is my girl coming in? AMG? No, does it cost money? Not that we're aware. We'll find that out very soon. Well, it'll cost normal fees for phones. So, it will cost probably a bit, but even on a regular phone, yes, even on a regular phone. We don't know how much money, that's the only thing. But we're taking a risk. You guys don't have to take a risk. If you want to get Skype, www.skype.com, all that. We have 1 minute remaining. Hello? 1 minute remaining. Was that 1 minute remaining on your end?
1 minute? Wait, on my end, it doesn't seem to be showing a minute count for me.
Said you have 1 minute remaining, so.
Oh, for me? Oh. So what do you want me to say?
We're gonna hang up and
try our call again.
Try our call again. Please leave a message. No, I'm just kidding. We'll call back in a minute, alright? We'll be back with you in a minute, okay?
Okay, got it.
Okay, see ya.
Yeah. It's like a. Okay, so, can you guys in the chat box hear me? Apparently not.
Guys, we're back.
Huh?
Okay, can we shut off the music, please?
Oh, sorry.
We can get sued for that.
Oh, it just felt like playing some to pass the time. Oh, I'm sorry. Could everyone on the other end hear it?
Yeah, they could, but that's okay.
this will make a good memory.
What was that?
I don't know.
In the background?
Yep.
Oh, my parents are watching a basketball game at the moment.
Oh, okay. That would explain it then.
Mm-hmm.
My parents are in bed. Yeah, our other co-host, my dog, is over there on the bed. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
We're here. We're here. If anybody wants to call in, I mean, you know how successful we've been with calling in, to give your little theories and stuff, then come on in and call the number at the bottom of the Talk To chat.
I think somebody's trying to get in right now.
Somebody's trying to get in. Yeah, guest 7. Guest 7 is here. Right. Guest 7 will let you in. Hello? Guest 7.
What? Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Who's this?
Yes. AMG.
It's AMG, all right.
Yes.
Welcome to Halcast. You're on the show. Do you have a theory and or comment and or question that you want to give us? Cutting off.
Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What happened?
What?
So Higher volume. And then the one you do on the chat is saying higher volume. And, guys, this is really awful.
Our disaster.
Our disaster.
I said I didn't have one. I was just coming on to...
Oh, well, you can talk all you want. We're just here. Four hosts this time, guys. Four hosts. That's how cool we are. We have four whole hosts on the show. It says here in my notes, random chat until end. So that's probably what it's going to end up being. I didn't plan on this not working, so.
No one planned on it not working. Don't worry about it.
I always plan for stuff to not work.
Now that we know how it works, we're going to try to get it to be better for next live show, which I don't know when that's going to be. But we're going to work on that. For now, wow. Random chat until end.
We're definitely going to have to buy Skype credit next time.
Yeah, Skype credit and, or, wow. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Don't cut my razor.
I didn't.
Okay. Krause messing around with my pencils and stuff. Yes, I have pencils on my desk.
Wouldn't believe the size of my English assignment.
Oh, yeah, you told us about it on the chat. It was like, to write a movie or something like that.
Yes, I had to write a 43-page script.
Okay, guys, we're not doing Pendragon anymore. We're talking. Okay.
And it was on Crime and Punishment by Fyodor Dostoevsky.
We've got a fifth host calling in.
Huh?
It's DE. We've got a...
Hey, defying expectations. How's it going?
She's not here yet.
No, she's not? Oh, sorry.
She's right there. So.
Being in. Never mind.
No one ever shows up whenever she says that.
Hey, DE, are you non-member? Please respond.
Please respond.
Please respond.
Please reply. We could do with some Jeopardy music right now.
Believe it or not, I actually have that on my iPod.
Wow. I thought my iPod was weird. What do I have on my iPod? Where is it?
I don't
know. Where'd you put it?
Somewhere.
He threw it over there.
That's it.
No, not very bright. No.
You don't have any music on it.
I don't have any music on it. It's all podcasts. Let's see. We've got Halicast, Podcast, Show Me Your News, Strangers Cast, the Big Brother Podcast. Yes, I'm a reality TV freak. The Leaky Mug and Weasley Cast. Half of those are Harry Potter podcasts. That's how cool I am.
I would have gotten word disassociation, but unfortunately Lemon Demon didn't release their songs over iTunes.
Let's see. Yeah, I just have podcasts, so.
All my MP3s come from Windows Media Player. Yeah.
Windows Media Player.
Well, LimeWire, but.
LimeWire. You thief!
That's illegal. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry.
It is legal in Canada, so, I mean. We can download stuff off LimeWire legally. You guys can't.
Oh, cool. Are you sure? Wait, you're not referring to LimeWire Pro, are you? That stuff's even more illegal than the regular LimeWire.
No, it's,
No, things like torrent and...
Yeah, file sharing is legal in Canada, I think. I'm not going to say it is because I don't know for sure, but apparently it's legal in Canada, file sharing.
Wikipedia time.
You guys should just... Yeah, it's probably not, actually, but you guys should, we don't actually use LimeWire, but...
Oh, good. Otherwise,
it
has
gave my computer a virus when I used it before, I never used it again, but...
I just get CDs and put them on the line.
I don't listen to music. That's how cool I am. Well, we kind of went on a non-Pendragon tangent right there.
Okay, I definitely think non-member and DE are both the same person, because they both kind of left at the same time.
I guess. Well, next time non-member signs in, we'll let them in.
We'll yell at them.
We'll yell at them and sure stuff happens. You guys should be on this on a regular basis.
Good.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You're being nothing to this conversation.
No, you're really not, but you know.
Oh, wait. Well, what? What? Oh, don't tell me you've left.
No, we didn't.
Oh, good. I was like, tell me if you're leaving, you know?
Wait,
and
how are we going to yell if we're dead?
Good point.
Or is this not in that order?
Sorry about that, guys.
Wasn't your dog trying to notify?
Yeah. Well, sorry, guys. I was talking to somebody else for a bit. So we're not going to be able to do this for much longer because I can tell our Skype is about dead. Run it probably again.
And I got to get
7:50.
Yeah, I think it gives us 10 minutes, and we're at like 8 minutes, so.
Okay, can we talk about Pendragon now, or will this just be random chat until the rest?
Well, it's pretty much not Pendragon anymore, so we'll jump back into Pendragon next week on the real Hellcast.
Okay.
Does this
even count as episode 6 then?
Oh, yeah, this is episode 6. This is it.
All right.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. We might record some other little thing, but, you
well,
know.
Well, we should do our ending segment right now.
Ending segment. This is the typical extra. Extra. I just made up a word.
Hurry, we'll be done.
Yeah. Like we usually do on Hellcast, we always have a little extra segment where we talk about random stuff and where we just do stuff, you know, announcements and stuff like that. Obviously, our live show didn't go over very well. And that's normal. Nothing ever goes over very well when it comes to me. We don't really have any announcements, do we?
No.
Yeah, there will be a Hellcast next week. Never mind.
TalkShoe's free.
TalkShoe's free? Is it? Oh, well. Wow. What can we do to fill in the time? No, he's not there. Never mind. Well, I think that's pretty much all we can do for now. Yeah, what a disaster. This will be going on iTunes, though. You guys can listen to it, and it's going to be great. It'll go down in Hellcast history as the worst episode ever.
And we'll add in shout-outs and random stuff later.
Well, we can.
Are you sure we thought that episode 1 was the worst episode ever?
This one far surpassed episode 1.
Well, the difference is because this one is live and episode 1 wasn't. If episode 1 was live, I think I'd die.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to die in about 4 seconds, so we'll be back in a second. All right?
AMG, are you still there? Apparently not. Never mind. He must have left a long time ago.
Celebrity Jeopardy right now. By the way, guest 7, that Celebrity Jeopardy is great.
Guys, we're back. Sorry. Skype died again. We're on our new account, which is apparently from China.
What did we name ourselves? Calvin Klein?
Something like that. We've been coming up with random names for a while now.
What was the last one? Leroy Jenkins?
Something like that. Anyway, guys, we're sorry about the crappiness of this episode. Unfortunately, if we're done, So, make Onyx bark? I can't do that. Onyx isn't here. This is a different dog. I have 2 dogs now, so.
Onyx is the newer one. Kathy!
No, she's fast asleep. Because she's the laziest dog on the surface of the planet.
No, you have not seen my dog Lola, have you?
Yeah, guest 7, you contributed to said crappiness. You did. We are all... We are not done. We are just beginning. No, Deluxa, we are almost done. This has been the crappiness.
We're all in denial.
This is awful. It's so bad. Like, next time we do a live show, we will definitely...
More organized.
Give me my iPod.
I'm playing with your iPod.
You play with my iPod, though. Put it back, right there. This episode is awful. It's so bad. Like,
wait,
we still have 10 minutes to go. Fine, we've got 10 minutes to go. Stop playing with it. We'll waste those 10 minutes then, I guess.
Well, no, I have to go in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, Ralph has to go, actually. So, unfortunately, guys, this has been the worst episode of Hellcast ever.
Yes, speaking of which.
And is Ralph's phone ringing?
Hello? Hi. Yeah, I'm just leaving now. I'm just going to now. Okay. All right.
Interesting phone call. On
the
live show.
A minute of time left, so I have to use it wisely.
Yes, use it wisely.
I'm on my ride home.
Okay, guys. Well, we're done. This has been Howcast number 6, worst episode ever. That might be our tagline. I don't know. but it's, excuse me, it's, we'll be back next week, or, yeah, we'll be back next week with episode 7. We're sorry about this. You guys didn't get a good episode of this, but you know what? Who cares?
They loved it.
They loved it in the chat room, but I have a strange feeling that people listening to it on their iPods will not love it.
Now, you have some serious mixing to do while I leave.
Serious mixing to do? Are you kidding me? This is all going into one big chunk.
What about the random chunks in between where our Skype and Skype calls ended?
Oh, I guess that's true. He says we were amused. We were amused too. We had a great time. So that's all that matters. Anyway, I guess we should do the famous thing. I mean, this is what I mean. Aloha, so I did this at the end of his voicemail. And so I guess we're becoming known for it. All right, are you ready for this? This has been Howcast number 6. This is VL signing off.
And this is Ralph.
Signing off. Say it.
Signing off.
Oh, that was
what are we doing?
We're shutting the call down. Anyway, guys, this has been Howcast number 6. Hope to see you again next week for Howcast number 7.
Wow, I am amazed at your bravery. This has been Cameron, and I've got to leave now, and yeah. So, wait. One last thought. I forgot that thought. So,